From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo stressed that investment was the main driving force for Indonesia's economy to record a growth of 5% in 2021. Within a year, the government must rebound the economic growth from minus 2.19% to 5% or more, and the key is investment. It was said by President Joko Widodo at the Bogor Presidential Palace, Bogor, West Java, at the opening of the National Working Meeting of the Indonesian Young Entrepreneurs Association, HIPMI, on Friday, as reported by Antaranus Agency. The head of state spoke of having communicated nearly every day with Investment Coordinating Board or BKPM head Bahlil Lahadalia to stay abreast of the development in investment realization in the country. Moreover, Jokowi has directed Lahadalia to facilitate foreign and domestic investors to partner with local business persons and young entrepreneurs. Vice President Maruf Amin spoke of the government's plan to continue to pre-implement card program until at least 2022 to improve the quality of human resources amid global competition after the COVID-19 pandemic. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, Vice President Amin stated during an online economic dialogue in Jakarta on Friday that in 2022, Indonesia can also budget for this program as the government workforce increases every year and post-epidemic job demands call for better human resources and more skills. Here from the pre-employment card is a form of the government assistance to the community to enable them to transform with the inculcation of various changes in the world of work. The vice president said this is because it is impossible or uncertain for them to conduct transformation on their own. The government is offering help by continuing to conduct training programs through this pre-employment card program. The incidence of forest and land fires declined by around 82% in the past years based on data collected in 2019 and 2020. It has decreased by 82% from what happened in 2019. It was said by the Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Mahfud MD, at the 2021 National Disaster Management Coordination Meeting of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, in Jakarta on Friday. Mahfud said the total area affected by forest and land fires was recorded at 2.6 million hectares in 2019, and the figure fell to 296,942 hectares in 2020. He asked all agencies to continue to maintain the situation through comprehensive efforts geared towards accelerating the prevention of forest and land fires, as stipulated by Presidential Instruction No. 3 of 2020. State-run fertilizer holding company PT Pupuk Indonesia Persero has explored cooperation with Indonesia's Police Criminal Investigation Unit, or Bareskrim, to oversee the distribution of subsidized fertilizer. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, President Director of PT Pupuk Indonesia Persero, Bakir Pasaman, in a statement on Friday said that subsidized fertilizer is under the category of goods under supervision, so any embezzlement in its distribution is considered as a crime. Pasaman explained hence, PT Pupuk Indonesia explores cooperation with the Indonesian Police Bareskrim to help it in monitoring the distribution of subsidized fertilizer to regions and take stern measures against those behind the embezzlement, as it would be disadvantageous to farmers as well as hinder national food resilience. Let's move on to the international news. The United States on Friday called China's move to change the Hong Kong electoral system a direct attack on its autonomy and democratic processes, and said Washington was working at galvanizing collective action against Chinese rights abuses. As reported by Reuters.com earlier on Friday, Beijing proposed legislation that would tighten its increasingly authoritarian grip on Hong Kong by making changes to electoral committee that chooses the city leaders, giving it new power to nominate legislative candidates. The measures, set to be approved during a week-long session of China's rubber stamp parliament, would further marginalize a democratic opposition decimated after Beijing imposed national security legislation following anti-government protests that rocked Hong Kong in 2019. The World Health Organization, WHO, said on Friday that the findings of the WHO-led mission to Wuhan, China, to investigate the origins of the virus that causes COVID-19 are expected in mid-March. Peter Ben Emberek, the head of the mission, told the Geneva news briefing that the current timing is the week of 14 to 15 March. As reported by Reuters.com, Ben Emberek, a WHO expert on disease that cross from animals to humans, said at the end of the mission last month that the virus probably originated in bats, although it was not certain how it reached humans. He also effectively ruled out a lab leak. WHO officials had earlier said that the mission might issue a summary report before its full findings were ready. The U.S. and the European Union have agreed to a four-month suspension of tariffs they impose on each other as punishment for subsidies provided to rival plane makers Airbus and Boeing. As quoted by BBC.com, the move affects billions of dollars worth of goods from both countries, including tractors, wine and cheese. It comes a day after the U.S. agreed to suspend its tariffs on U.K.'s imports stemming from the dispute. The U.S. said the step marked a fresh start to U.S.-European Union trade relations. European Commission's Executive Vice President and Trade Commissioner Valdis Dombrovskis also called it a reset for relationship which grew strained under former President Donald Trump. That was the news. Dian Nuswantara University Udin Nusa Semarang students won 4 medals in the Asian Innovative Science Environmental and Entrepreneur Fair 2021. They are 1 gold in the entrepreneur category, 1 silver in the environment category, and 2 bronzes in social sciences and life science. In the entrepreneur category, 4 students majoring in biomedical engineering, namely Diana Almas, Anelisia Yunis, T. Kevin, and Nadia Nurul, presented a paper entitled Glucanov, the Non-Invasive Blood Sugar Detector or Non-Invasive Blood Sugar Measuring Device, and won the gold medal. Next news comes from Malang, East Java. The Thursday's Reading Car or Kaca of Muhammadiyah University Malang, in collaboration with disaster preparedness volunteer students, carried out trauma healing as well as entertaining children who were displaced by landslide in Nganjuk Regency recently. Eko S, who was in charge of evacuation due to landslide in Sloporo village, Ngetos, Nganjuk Regency, last Wednesday explained that the activity began in inviting children to play several games. After that, they were presented with Islamic cartoon films. The children were free to read the books available in the kaca car after that. As for those who could not yet read, were gathered to listen to fairy tales. The latest news comes from Tanah Datar Regency West Sumatra. Ale Anak Nagari Pacu Jawi, or in Indonesian village cow race event in Tanah Datar Regency West Sumatra, was held again after being stopped due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It was opened this Wednesday at Nagari Cubadak, Lima Kaum Sub-District. Head of the Tanah Datar Regency Tourism Division, Afrison, in Batu Sangkar, said that this event was held in order to preserve cultural values and revive the economy of the community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Pacu Jawi or cow race is carried out while adhering to health protocols such as wearing masks, washing hands, and maintaining distance. At the event location, the organizers provide a place to wash hands. Visitors who do not wear masks are prohibited from watching Pacu Jawi. In addition, the number of spectators who come is also limited to avoid crowds. That was news from across Indonesia.
Today in history starts with the establishment of Real Madrid. In March 6, 1902, Real Madrid was established. Real Madrid Club de Football, or better known as Real Madrid, is a professional football club based in Madrid City, Spain. This team used the title Real from the kingdom after King Alfonso XIII gave the club official permission in June 1920. In March 6, 1957, Ghana obtained independence. Ghana was the first black African country to achieve independence from colonial ruler Great Britain. On March 6, 1957, on which a few years later, it pushed many other African countries to achieve their independence. The Republic of Ghana is a country in West Africa which borders in the western area of Pantai Gading or Côte d'Ivoire, in the northern area of Burkina Faso, in the northern area of Burkina Faso, in the eastern area of Togo, and in the southern area of New Guinea Gulf. Ghana is almost twice the size of Java Island. It is one of the largest cocoa-producing countries in the world, besides producing aluminum in Africa. Previously, it was known as the Golden Coast. The name Ghana comes from the Ghana Empire. In 1961, COSTRAD was established. The Army Strategic Reserve Command, or better known as COSTRAD, was established in March 6, 1961. It is part of the Main Combat Command, or KOTAMA, owned by the Indonesian Army. COSTRAD has a secret number of troops, which is always ready to operate on the orders of the Chief of Armed Forces anytime. At the beginning of its establishment, its name was Komando Mandala, as the core force of the Trikora operation, such as by liberating West Irian, now known as Papua. Major General Suharto was believed to be the first person to serve as commander of Kostrad before becoming second president of Indonesia. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩保护我
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sunlight's beneath the clouds, and I'm far away from home. Seems like me without you is all darkness but alone. I'm lost underneath the skies of loneliness in disguise. If only you would come and stay, I'll let you show the way. Yeah, ooh, ooh. Make it all right, oh, oh, when you're here by my side, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh, into a blue sky, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. Messed up, confused, these feelings whirling through. All I need is an antidote. The baby, you only know you make it all right, oh, oh. When you're here by my side, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh, into a blue sky, oh. Your love is like a rainbow. Sometimes you make me think of all the things that I've been through. And now I know when I met you that you would be the one who set me free. You make it all right, oh, oh, when you're here by my side, oh. Realize clear my gray sky, oh, oh, into a blue sky, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. All the things that I've been through, and now I know that you left me, that you will be the one who set me free.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Governor of Bank Indonesia Perry Warjio on Wednesday officially launched Indonesia's creative work on Lombok's exotism centered in the Mandalika Special Economic Zone West Nusa Tenggara. In his virtual remarks, the Governor of Bank Indonesia said Indonesia's creative work on Lombok's exotism was part of the Proud of Made in Indonesia national movement and Proud of the Traveling Just in Indonesia to encourage micro, small and medium enterprises to enter the global level. Perry Warjio said that micro, small and medium enterprises are one of the important pillars in Indonesia's economic recovery, so Bank Indonesia will continue to provide full support. Bank Indonesia has deployed 46 offices, movement managers or brand ambassadors in various regions to build a digital micro, small and medium enterprises ecosystem. It also provided training and technical assistance. Theme Global Synergy and Digitalizations of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises and the Tourism Sector. The campaign consists of three sessions, namely the first series in March, the second series in June, and the third series in August. Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, Tetan Masduki, who was also present at the launch, said there must be a new branding for micro, small and medium enterprises players by optimizing digitization, but without leaving local cultural roots. According to Tetan Masduki, micro, small and medium enterprises in Indonesia should not limit their products to only chips, carnelians or batik. They should transform to technology-based products, including to support the tourism sector. The minister encouraged micro, small and medium enterprises to start presenting superior products based on technological innovation. Tetan Masduki said, the Proud of Made in Indonesia national movement is a tangible form of synergy that can bring digital transformation to Indonesian micro, small and medium enterprises. That was My Indonesia.
Serasa mati rasa. Kini tak lagi, kata mama juga jangan bimbang, itu menyakitkan. Kini ku tak lagi galau cukup. Kemarin ku galau bila hanya memang menyiksa-nyiksa batin. Thank you. batinku.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, today we are going to take you on a trip to South Kalimantan to visit a small island located in the middle of the open sea belonging to Kota Baru Regency, South Kalimantan Province. This location is a favorite one for tourists because it offers amazingly beautiful underwater views. On the island of Sambar Gelap, there are thousands of coral reefs whose conditions are still very natural, with very clean and bright white sand beaches. Sambar Gelap Island is only a tourism destination without residents who live. This condition keeps the island's beauty intact and free of trash. The clarity of the seawater in Sambar Gelap is the main attraction, because in addition to the well-preserved coral reefs, the marine biota ecosystem is very different from other beaches. Besides in this clear water, tourists can easily witness thousands of coral reefs from the boat or while diving. In addition, the presence of small fish will accompany tourists to swim. The right time for tourists to enjoy this tourism spot is at night, because at that time they can see a herd of turtles laying eggs. On the island of Sambar Gelap, a turtle egg breeding has also been built. Tourists can see a unique event in the form of newly hatched turtles walking slowly toward the sea. Listener, Sambar Gelap Island can be visited in certain months such as April, May, October, November, and December. Because during the months, the waves in the sea are very calm and safe for ships to cross. It is not recommended to visit Sambar Gelap Island other than in the months that have been scheduled, because the sea wind conditions can be very strong, making the waves big and dangerous. To get to Sambar Gelap Island, you still have to use speedboat transportation from Panjang Port, Kota Baru. The trip will take 2 hours. Visiting Sambar Gelap Island is not satisfied if you don't spend the night. There are several buildings belonging to the Beacon Tower of Sambar Gelap Island that can be rented. In addition, tourists can also bring tent equipment for the night. Tourists are also required to bring their respective necessities such as food and drinks, because on this island, no one sells these necessities. Listener, you should visit Sambar Gelap Island in South Kalimantan to relax and enjoy the underwater beauty. And this is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From
dan gembira di tengah pesta, aku lihat si dia lincah gayanya dan masa kini ingin hatiku mencium pipinya, tapi malu rasanya. Oh hip hip hura hura, hura hura.
Listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Listener, Pertamina Mandalika SAG Racing Team, a racing team from Indonesia, officially launched the appearance of a racing motorbike style compete in the MotoGP 2021 event in the Moto2 class on Wednesday, February 24th. With this Indonesian news, Pertamina Mandalika SAG Racing Team elevates the prestige of the batik pattern on the motorbike body, which is dominated by blue, white, and red. Prototype motorbike will be used by two foreign riders who have previously been contracted by Pertamina Mandalika SAG Racing Team, namely Thomas Luthi and Bo Ben Schneider. Both of them come from Switzerland and the Netherlands respectively. Mm-hmm. Moto2 World Championship is actually a class that is part of MotoGP. The Moto2 class began to be competed in the 2010 season with a change in regulations for the 250cc class. This class is the middle one in the MotoGP championship level. In general, Moto2 Racing uses one engine supplier for all competing motorbikes. Moto2, nuances of batik motifs also adorn the motorbike livery of the Indonesian racing team Gresini Moto T Trim, which will compete in the 2021 Racing Championship. The launch was broadcast live from Italy last Wednesday, February 17th, when a lineup of racers Jeremy Alcoba from Spain and Gabriel Rodrigo from Argentina. Indonesian Racing is a brand for the Indonesian motorcycle racing team, initiated by the Indonesian sports management company MP1. Through a multi-year contract, Indonesian Racing is the main sponsor of the Gresini team in the Moto3 class. With the mission of flying the red and white flag at the MotoGP World Championship, the Indonesian Racing team Gresini Moto3 will compete with other teams in the 2021 racing season. Listener, that's the miscellany for today.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Maskku ucaku yoshite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai ofu segimashou watashi no masku wa anata wa mamoru anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru wa kowin tiqal virus COVID-19 shar min khilalir tida il aqni'a bishaklin sahih qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini rang chen chue peitai kou jau ifang chu sin sin guang chuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo wo de kou jau bao hu ni ni de kou jau bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's edition, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Tempat Lahirku, to be sung by Panji Asmoro. The song is in the album of Juara Keroncong Mahasiswa 85 and 86. The song tells love for the hometown or land of birth. No matter how far someone wanders, the memories of their homeland will not be forgotten, because the homeland is where parents struggle to raise their children. Listener, here is Panji Asmoro with the keroncong song entitled Tempat Lahirku. Happy listening!
Di lereng gunung, di antara kampung halaman
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Ditingkah kematian.
antara Mekah termasyur, para cahaya dan luhur. Bahagia ku rasakan di dalam jiwaku selalu, di mana terdengar rayuan tenang pujaan Nusaku.
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safidadala. See you on the next English program.